Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for January 21st, 2014. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'll be speaking with Yuichi Oike about how the tumor microenvironment affects the aggressiveness of osteosarcoma cells. A tumor's surroundings can profoundly influence the behavior of the tumor cells. Non-tumor cells near a tumor may release growth factors or other soluble signals that affect the metabolism, the survival, or the migratory behavior of the tumor cells. And as tumors grow, they use up a lot of resources, so the tumor microenvironment can become depleted of oxygen and nutrients. This limits the cancer cell's ability to grow, and so these cells might leave the primary tumor and start a new tumor at a site with more favorable growth conditions, a phenomenon called metastasis. In a study published in this issue of Science Signaling, a group led by Yuichi Oike investigated how the tumor microenvironment influences the expression of a secreted factor called angiopoietin-like protein 2, and how this factor in turn influences the metastatic behavior of osteosarcoma cells. Oike spoke to me by telephone from Kumamoto University in Kumamoto, Japan. Hi, Dr. Oike. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Yeah, hello.
My first question is about the type of cancer you're studying, osteosarcoma. What cells give rise to that type of cancer, and how aggressive is it typically in humans?
Osteosarcoma is the most common malignant bone tumor with high recurrence and metastatic characteristics for humans, both children and adults. Mesenchymal precursor cells, which can differentiate into not only osteoblast cells, but also chondroblast and fibroblast cells, give rise to osteosarcoma. Because of continuous progress in chemotherapy against osteosarcoma, a five-year survival rate has been increased to nearly 70%. However, patients present with metastasis at diagnosis still have a poor five-year survival rate, which is approximately 20%. Metastatic osteosarcoma to the lung is the most common cause of death in patients.
So in patients where there's no metastasis, osteosarcoma survival rates are pretty good, but not when the cancer has metastasized.
Yeah.
The tumor microenvironment is really important in influencing tumor cell biology.
Yes.
What aspects of the tumor microenvironment can make osteosarcoma cells, or in general other kinds of cancer cells, more aggressive, make them metastasize?
Favorable microenvironment conditions for tumor cell survival and growth. Those conditions of the tumor microenvironment affect the behavior of tumor cells. As tumor cells grow, tumor cells use up a lot of resources, so the tumor microenvironment can become depleted of oxygen and nutrients, including glucose and amino acids. Also, such unfavorable conditions for tumor cell survival and growth in the tumor microenvironment alter the expression patterns of many important genes for angiogenesis, metabolism, and tumor cell invasion, thereby make tumor cells more aggressive for invasion and metastasis. Such unfavorable microenvironment conditions limit the tumor cells' ability to grow, so tumor cells may leave the primary organ for migrating to another secondary organs, where it is favorable to grow, and then colonize at secondary site.
Angiopoietin-like protein 2 is a secreted protein that's been implicated in cancer progression. What sorts of cell biological processes does that factor induce, and how does it affect tumor cell biology?
So from now on, I would like to say angiopoietin-like protein 2, ANGPTL2 for short. Previously, we reported that ANGPTL2 signaling accelerates endothelial and tumor cells' migratory activities, which increase tumor angiogenesis and tumor cell migration, respectively. In addition to these findings, in this study, we have found that ANGPTL2 signaling also increases the expressions and activities of matrix metalloproteinases, MMPs. MMPs are key enzymes in the breakdown of extracellular matrix, which is one of the most important components of tissue structures. Therefore, the breakdown of extracellular matrix is a critical biological event, not only in normal physiological processes, such as embryonic development and reproduction, but also in disease processes, such as arthritis and tumor metastasis. In this study, we actually found that increase of ANGPTL2 signaling in tumor cells promote tumor cell introversion of blood vessels at primary tumor sites. So, we conclude that this phenomenon is attributable to the activation of MMPs by increase of ANGPTL2 signaling in tumor cells.
ANGPTL2 essentially promotes cell behaviors that make cancer cells more aggressive and makes them more likely to spread.
Yeah.
You looked at how the tumor microenvironment influences expression of ANGPTL2. What sorts of tumor microenvironment factors did you look at?
In this study, what we found is the expression of ANGPTL2 increased in osteosarcoma cells grown in xenografts in mice. Subsequently, we found that the expression of ANGPTL2 also increased in culture with hypoxic and undernutrient conditions that mimic the tumor microenvironment. We can say the expression of ANGPTL2 is induced in tumor microenvironment, particularly in hypoxic and undernutrient conditions. Our in vitro culture analysis have previously reported that ANGPTL2 expression in human lung cancer cells was also induced under hypoxic and undernutrient conditions. Therefore, hypoxia and undernutrition in primary tumor microenvironment would be crucial to promote ANGPTL2 expression in tumor cells.
So as the tumors grow and they use up resources and the tissue around the tumor becomes limited in oxygen and nutrients, that actually triggers the expression of ANGPTL2, which can help promote those cells metastasizing.
Yes.
You observe that ANGPTL2 expression increases under certain tumor microenvironment conditions. How do those different conditions affect the change in expression of ANGPTL2?
In this study, we found that the tumor microenvironment, such as hypoxia and undernutrition, induce ANGPTL2 expression in tumor cells by decreasing DNA methylation levels of its promoter lesion in tumor cells. Increased levels of tumor cell-derived ANGPTL2 enhances tumor cell aggressiveness by facilitating tumor cell motility and invasivity. DNA methylation is an epigenetic transcriptional regulatory mechanism and usually induces downregulation of gene expression. Epigenetic marks, including DNA methylation, are modified in response to environmental changes. Interestingly, in this study, we found that the expression of genes encoding demethylase-related enzymes, which act DNA demethylation pathway, increased in osteosarcoma cells grown in xenografts in mice. Furthermore, we also found that the expression of genes encoding demethylase-related enzymes increased in culture with hypoxic and undernutrient conditions that mimic the tumor microenvironment. We conclude that tumor microenvironment changes as tumor cells grow activate DNA demethylation pathway in tumor cells, which causes demethylation of the ANGPTL2 promoter region and subsequent increases of ANGPTL2 expression in tumor cells.
You noted that changes in the tumor microenvironment can change the methylation status of the ANGPTL2 gene.
Yeah.
Is it reasonable to guess that the same changes in the tumor microenvironment would cause changes in the methylation status of other genes?
Yeah, I have not checked other genes in this study.
But one would expect that there should be other genes whose methylation status is altered.
Yes.
So you did these experiments in mice, in xenografts, and also in cultured cancer cells. How do these results compare to osteosarcomas in humans?
In this study, our immunohistochemical analysis of primary tumor biopsy specimens from osteosarcoma patients clearly demonstrated that osteosarcoma patients with high level of ANGPTL2 exhibited a shorter period of distant metastasis-free survival than the patient with low level of ANGPTL2 expression, which indicates that ANGPTL2's abundance in primary tumor cells of osteosarcoma patients correlate with metastasis.
Could these findings be exploited to reduce metastases in osteosarcoma patients, or at least in those patients that show elevated ANGPTL2 expression?
I would say yes. So we expect that preventing signaling by ANGPTL2 could inhibit metastasis. So in this study, we showed that cleaved form of ANGPTL2 lacked the functional ability of its full-length counterparts to increase tumor metastasis. We found that full-length ANGPTL2 was cleaved extracellularly by toroid-like 1, which is a kind of proteinase. Interestingly, although there is no mutation in the cleavage site of ANGPTL2 gene, cleavage of endogenous ANGPTL2 is not observed in osteosarcoma cell cultures. Surprisingly, toroid-like 1 expression in osteosarcoma cell lines and osteosarcoma patient samples is extremely low, which suggests that cleavage of endogenous ANGPTL2 may not occur in human osteosarcoma. Therefore, we'd like to propose here that cleavage of ANGPTL2 derived from osteosarcoma could be a novel therapeutic strategy to delay metastasis. Furthermore, interestingly, other group previously reported that toroid-like 1 is silenced by aberrant methylation of its promoter lesion in human pancreatic cancer. Unlike osteosarcoma, our unpublished recent findings reveal that some human pancreatic cancer cell lines had abundant secretion of only the full-length form of ANGPTL2. These findings suggest that development of a compound that increases toroid-like 1 expression or activity in the primary tumor cells could be also a novel therapeutic strategy to delay metastasis of not only osteosarcoma, but also other human cancers, including pancreatic cancer.
The idea is that you could maybe stimulate toroid-like 1 so that it would cleave all that ANGPTL2 that's present to prevent it from promoting metastasis.
Yes.
Yuichi, thank you for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
That was Yuichi Oike discussing a paper published in the January 21st issue of Science Signaling by Odagiri and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any questions or comments, please write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.